Yo, what's up? Yo, what is good? Yes, I am back. This is the AJ Halfcast, and this is yours truly, AJ. I got some shit on my mind. You know I got some shit. If you can see the look on my face, how bright my eyes are right now. Yo, I got some shit, but I just during the course of the day, I do kick things around in my head. Know what I mean? And make myself laugh sometimes. That's what I do. Know what I mean? One thing for sure is that because I'm at work, I'm like, one thing is for sure, I'm going to fuck home. Like, yeah. Yo, I don't care. Like, yo, as soon I've been on this gig long enough, nah, man. Like, yo, first off, what is gonna happen is that I'm gonna come in on time every day. You're gonna get 110% out of me. Nah, man. But when that clock hits, when it gets around a certain time, I'm like, yo, I'm listen, listen. This, you checked off all the motherfucking boxes. I am out. I don't care. Like, yo, as soon as, like, no, you're not gonna hold me hostage. As soon as I see you, like, struggling to try to find things for me to do, that means we're fucking done. Know what I mean? I'm going to hell home. Know what I mean? Like, don't I gotta come back tomorrow too? We gotta do this for the rest of the week, baby. Know what I mean? You try to get it all out of me in one shot? No, you certainly will not, sir. No, you will not. I'll see you tomorrow. You might talk shit to me tomorrow, but I'm going home tonight. Yo, we done. We are fucking done. It's a wrap. Now, man, and yo, and another thing, I was laughing at because, yo, ladies, you gotta know who you're dealing with, man. Like, yo, you gotta know who you're dealing with. Not to say that anything took place or did not take place or will take place, but I know myself. I mean, and it's just funny because I was like, yo, are you sure? Like, yo, the way we interact with each other, maybe through social media, maybe, or whatever, I mean, or just even physically in the physical world, I mean, just a hi and bye in passing, how you doing? Maybe a brief. My man, that's how you want me. That's how you want me. You do not want me to have your phone number. Because, peep game, yo, I'm not a stalker. Now, I mean, I do believe in casually checking up on a female friend just to say hi, how you doing, how's everything. Now, I mean, I do believe in that. Now, I mean, but I am far from a stalker. Know what I mean? But I drink. And it's not those times that I contact you. It's that one time that I'm gonna be wasted. And you have to ask yourself, are you ready to take one of those phone calls? Because you might get anything from me telling you I love you to reading you poetry or to. Yo, oh man, yo. And I just the thought of that had me in stitches. Like, yeah, just the thought of that concept, like, this is me. Are you sure that you want me to have your phone number? Is this what you really want? Because one of those phone calls are coming. It's gonna be coming. It might not happen right away. It might not happen at all. Know what I mean? But the possibility is there. I'm charged up. Know what I mean? Yo, you gotta ask yourself, baby, is this what you want? And for that, I'll take a sip. Yeah, man. Like, yo, like, hey, I'm keeping it a buck. I'm keeping it a thousand. I'm not gonna blow your phone up because I'm grown. Like, yo, and I got too much shit to do during the day that when I get off, like, I mean, I'm not even I'll text you a couple times. Good morning, how you doing? How was your day? Know what I mean? Have a good night. Yo, that's basically what it is. And an occasional phone conversation. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. Know what I mean? Like, I'm very articulate. I can keep a conversation. I do it with y'all every night. Know what I mean? But it's that one night. It might be a Friday. It might be a Saturday. Shit, you catch me at the right. It might be a goddamn Tuesday. But it's gonna happen. Oh, you're gonna get that call. And and yo, I'm not, it won't even be violent. It won't be anything about me being angry. You know what I mean? Because I'm not an angry drinker. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get, yeah. I'll be cooling, but yo, it's gonna come. And the things that might or might not come out of my mouth are gonna be, you'll remember it, trust me. You'll fucking remember it. Like, I mean, so you ask yourself, I mean, yo, I got a few stories, I mean. Let's get into some news. Ooh, yeah. First up, fucking pink supermoon set to glow tonight. Yo, I seen it. The thing is goddamn huge. And I told you in a previous episode that where I work at, it's like it's no lights. Like it's no street lights, it's no light, it's no light pollution. So you can see like yo, the moon is. That shit was fucking humongous. I was staring at it like it was staring back at me. I was like, yo, know what I mean? Like, yo, because I didn't know there was supposed to be a super moon tonight, and it's called the pink super moon. Call it what you like, but you're in for a visual treat. Know what I mean? But yes, it was humongous. And while this moon is known as the pink moon, that's not a reference to its actual color. No, it looked like it was a regular color. A name that comes from the herb moss pink, also known as creeping phlox, moss phlox, or mountain phlox, which is native to the eastern U.S. and one of the earliest widespread flowers of spring. Wow. Wow, this shit that you learned, yo, just reading. Wow. Many of the evocative nicknames for full moons can be traced to the Farmer's Almanac, which the April moon is also known as the full sprouting grass moon, and the egg moon. The pink moon is a super moon, meaning it may appear slightly larger and brighter than usual. Yes, it definitely was. This happens when the full moon is also near its closest point to Earth. I knew that. The moon doesn't orbit our planet in a perfect circle, so sometimes it's closer to us than at other times. Wow. Yeah. How's that for a start? Yeah, how's that for a start? Let me clear my Yo, oh my God, yo. I have a problem with having like a million tabs open. So, yeah. Delete that. Now I mean, like, yo, ooh, next story. Yeah, this is Daily Mail. Terrifying new species of spider discovered in Miami. God damn, yo, y'all can have y'all all talking about Miami. Y'all got Trick Daddy and new spiders. Y'all can keep Miami. Fuck that. I'm good. Yo, scientists have found a new species of spider in Miami that looks like a small, shiny black tarantula. It has venom that induces painful stings just like a bee. And this thing looks ferocious. Oh my goodness. The pine rockland trapdoor spider, Umedia richmani, that's the animal kingdom name for it. Umedia richmani was first found by a zookeeper in the grounds of Zoo Miami in Florida. Imagine coming across that monster. You're already working. With legs extended, the male is approximately the size of a 1 pound coin, which I have no idea what that shit means. The female is estimated to be 2 to 3 times larger. Yeah, because she's gonna eat the male after she mates with it. Yeah, I think that's how it works, right? I mean, like, Umedia is a trapdoor spider, meaning it lives in a burrow with a hinged cover like a trapdoor to hide from predators and snatch unlucky prey. Oh my God. And they got this thing close up, the picture of this thing. You know what? Fuck this. I'm sharing this. You will not know. You know. No way. I'm sharing this. Definitely. Give me 1 second. I mean, let me pull my Twitter page up. Spiders of this type can live for decades in the same burrow. Yo, to imagine a spider that can live for decades. Like, human beings barely live for decades. You have to mean to tell me this little monster is just in a burrow for 20 years, 30 years, catching shit. You know what I mean? Yo, oh my God. To me, it appears similar to a small, shiny black tarantula. Similar species are ambush predators. They create a web burrow down into soft and sandy substrate with a hinged door at the surface. Yeah. They spend their entire lives in that same burrow waiting for prey to come past their trapdoor. Then they lunge out from their camouflage lair to grab their prey. Amazing. I mean, like, yo, oh my God, I don't want to see another picture of this fucking monster. Get it off my. I'm going to share it with you to fuck you up. I'm going to share it with you to fuck you up. You know what I mean? But I'm done looking at it. One time was more than enough for me, but it was a story that I could not pass up on. So for that, yeah. I'll take a shot. I mean, like, yeah. That shit is black and shiny and it looks ferocious. Well, thank you. You got fucking Trick Daddy and you got trapdoor spiders. I'm good, Miami. I'm good. I mean, like, yo. Okay. Moving ahead, let's get that fucking monster off my computer. God damn it. I should make that my fucking wallpaper. That would be, oh my God. Delete that. Next up. Damn, yo. Man arrested after police find his severed finger at the crime scene. How the fuck do you get caught like that? man has been arrested after police found his severed finger at the scene of a crime in Maricopa, Arizona. What the fuck did he do? Kevin Johnson, it would be a Johnson, wouldn't it? Kevin Johnson is alleged to have slashed his neighbor's car tires after an argument before fleeing the scene with a missing finger and leaving a trail of blood leading to his front door. Ah, you fucking idiot. This is why, and people have this tick, like, yo, that they can't be allowed to let this stuff be disrespected, maybe, or it's just a no back down mentality, or, and I get it, nah, man, like, 'cause you're not supposed to let nobody punk you. Nah, man, but just to let your anger get to a point where you're actually hurting yourself in order to harm somebody else, that's a fucking problem. Nah, man, like, that's a fucking issue. Nah, man, like, that's some shit that's in you. Nah, man, like, that shit was gonna come out regardless if Joe, John, Harry, fucking whatever, no matter who would have pushed their fucking buttons. Or no matter what, you was willing to let that shit get released. Now, man, you control the energy you put into the fucking universe, not the other way around. Now, man, you lost a goddamn finger. Now, man, Francesca Wyckoff told police she found the finger after discovering her vehicle had two slashes, had two slashed tires on one side. Yo, so what the fuck? Was he, oh God, literally been laughing all day. If I don't, I might cry. Wyckoff too. KTV, KTV. What? The fuck type of radio station is that? TV station? I don't know. It's pretty comical. Yes, it is. It's very fucking comical, Francesca. I mean, you would think that if you're gonna go to the hospital, especially if you just severed your finger, you would take said finger with you. That sounds like some shit I would say. Well said, Francesca. The former volunteer firefighter and emergency medical technician believes the fallen finger belongs to her neighbor. She and her husband had argued with him the night before, and the couple found a trail of blood leading to his house the following morning. Like, yo, the Maricopa, like, yo, and then you wake up, you've calmed down, you're missing a fucking finger, know what I mean? You were so enraged that you probably don't even recall what the fuck half the shit that you did. I mean, that's the fucking problem. I mean, like, standing up for yourself is not a problem. When you get to the point where you wake up and, like, your adrenaline has wore off, so now you feel the pain of what you've done, and you're trying to remember exactly how shit played out, that's the fucking problem. I mean, the Maricopa Police Department later confirmed that Johnson had been arrested and identified as the owner of the finger. According to police spokesperson Hal Kooser, that's a hell of a name. That's a cool ass name. Hal Kooser, I mean, who spoke to the Maricopa Monitor. He was charged with criminal damage, assault, threatening and intimidating behavior, and disorderly conduct. Well, now you're not only missing a finger, you got mad charges stemming from both the slashed tires and the previous night's disagreement. Karma has a way of working itself out. Maricopa woman finds severed finger. Jesus Christ, that was a doozy. That was a goddamn doozy. Are you fucking kidding me? That a motherfucker lost his finger slashing somebody's tires. Okay. Oh man, for that, okay. For that, yeah. I'll take a sip. Yeah, I'll take a sip for that. Jesus Christ. Imagine being in a nightclub and you tell Shorty, "Yo, what's your name?" "Veronica." "Hey, what's your name?" "I'm Hal Coozer, baby. Let me buy you a shot." "Hal Coozer. Hell of a fucking cool ass name." Coochie be on splash. "Hal Coozer. Oh, Hal." Stupid. Let's delete the story. Let's get that shit off my motherfucking page. Moving right along. What are we doing for time? Like, oh, 20 minutes in? This might be a short one. Now, me, either, yeah, it might be a short one. Take me a swig, man. Don't rush me. I mean, don't rush me. I mean, a goddamn swig. I'm getting into the flow of things here. I mean, oh yeah, this is ridiculous. Woman viciously catcalled while working out in her yard. Now, see, that's violating. I mean, like, that's violating. I believe that. First off, I've never catcalled a girl a day in my, especially not up here in Jersey, where just saying hello to a girl, she gives you the stinky eye. Just saying good morning, you barely get like a because they're just like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's like that everywhere, but especially up here. Now, I mean, it's just that a girl of a certain age, she's just so used to coming across jerks that, like, anything other than a hello, they're just waiting for you to throw that line, that bull. They're just waiting for you to throw a bullshit line at them. That's all. I mean, like, so the catcalling, first off, I think catcalling is kind of disrespectful. I'm a man of a certain age. I'm good with just, if I'm gonna shoot my shot, I mean, I'm gonna shoot my shot. Now, I mean, like, I'm gonna, in the most mature and upfront way possible. Now, I mean, so the worst thing you get is a no. No, yeah. Now, I mean, that's, yeah, I'm gonna shoot my shot in the most respectful way possible. Now, I mean, and like, yo, if it hits, it hits. If it don't, then, now, I mean, like, yo, it's all good. You have a nice day. Now, I mean, like, yo, I'm professional with this shit, baby. Now, I mean, like, all that catcalling, like, yo, shorty. Now, I mean, like, yo, I've never done that. Not even as a child. Not even as a teenager. And not even as a grown man. Yo, shorty, yo. Like, yeah, nah, man. Nah, we don't do that. Now, I mean, well, I don't do that. Now, I mean, a fitness fan has defiantly shared the cruel catcall that was hurled at her by a man as she worked out in her front yard. Like, who the fuck are you? Now, I mean, like, disturb that woman's peace. Now, I mean, like, yo, like, it's okay. If you got it, like, yo, you ain't even gotta have it like that. Like, it's a mentality that you gotta carry along with addressing ladies. Now, I mean, like, and as you get more mature, like, it's a mentality. Like, yo, like, I can, on my way to work, I can bump into I can just walk past a woman and just not even know her and just be like, yo, good morning. Like, yo, you look nice today. Now, I mean, you have a nice day. Now, I mean, I could do, yo, that's all. That's all. Now, I mean, that's all. Shit. For just that much alone, just that much alone might fuck around and you strike up a conversation, and next thing you know, you got her phone number or something, which I already told you, you do not want me to have number. Oh shit, you see how things circle around? But yo, this, yo, you admire from a distance. Now, I mean, yo, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Like, yo, wow. You smell good. I don't know. Why would you say you smell good? Now she's scared now. Now you can hear her picking up the pace as you fucking walk past her. Now you can hear her picking up the pace now, baby. But nah, it's nothing like, good morning. Nah, man, like, yo, good morning. You look good today. I hope you have a nice day. Nah, man, and you keep it fucking pushing. Nah, man, like, yeah, but all that, hey, yo, baby, like, yo, you scared the chicks off, man. You make them not even want to fucking be interested. TikToker Joanna Gazelle regularly uploads workout videos for her followers as she tracks her incredible weight loss transformation. Good for her. Nah, man, goddamn, she's getting it. She's a fucking winner. Now, I mean, on Saturday, Joanna shared a video showing herself skipping on her driveway, which she regularly does. The clip has been viewed more than 15 million times. God damn. As Joanna explained, I decided to jump rope in my front yard and this happened. The background noise sounds as if a car drives past and a male can be heard shouting, "Go inside. No one wants to see that." What? This is what he said? I thought he was trying to be fucking flirting with her. She stops skipping and says, "Huh?" As the car sounds as if it drives away with Joanna looking into the distance, along with the hashtag be kind, she captioned the video. I wish people would think about how much words can hurt. What did he say? Okay, the child is coming out of me right now. He said, go inside. No one wants to see that. I thought he said something fucking, how wrong was I? God damn. This is a complete turnaround from what the fuck I thought happened. See, this is why I love that I don't read the stories before I pick them. I mean, I don't read the stories before I pick them for this reaction. Like, he said, go inside. Nobody wants to see that. Along with the hashtag be kind, she captioned the video. I wish people would think about how much words can hurt others. Nah, man, fuck him. I mean, you getting right. I mean, you out here getting right. You taking care of your body. You taking care of your health. Nah, man, if shit, fuck him. You don't know him, then shit. So what the fuck? Like, I mean, like, I would not care. I wouldn't give a good goddamn about what he said. I probably would have told him to go fuck himself. complimenting her work ethic. Robin U678 said, "You're doing great. Ignore the haters." Yeah, exactly. They are unhappy with themselves and take it out on others. I'm jealous of how you can jump rope. I can't. I mean, like, yo, come on, man. We want to see it. TikToker Courtney B42, whatever. Ooh. We want to see it. Please don't let this occur. Yo, she's actually encouraging other people to, like, they want to get right too. Nah, man, like, yeah, yo, like, yeah. Know what I mean? That shit is dope. Like, shit. Like, know what I mean? I mean, you corner baby. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, I got you. I mean, while Alicia Santoso commented, "Please keep doing this every day at the same spot. People will make fun of others for doing something." And yeah, it's just responses to her TikTok or whatever. She said, "I got tired of hating myself, pardon me, and letting my depression and anxiety win. I am down 55 pounds, woo, from a size 24 to a size 16. I don't know what that means. That's ladies. But that has to be like a big fucking weight loss, right? Waist size, right? I guess. Although this journey is hard and I have a long way to go, I won't stop fighting. I know I got this. I just know I will make it." And that shit goes hard. Yeah, I like that attitude. That's fire. That's some fire in there. Know what I mean? That's some fire in the soul. Know what I mean? Yeah. Know what I mean? So shout out to Joanna. I don't know you, but yeah, I'm rooting for you too, baby. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah. for that, Joanna. While you're working out right now, I'm gonna take a swig. Holy shit. When nothing but a good time. Yeah, me being goofy. Yo, how dare you say go inside? Don't nobody want to see that. Yo, I'm not. Yo, how you just gonna ride past somebody and scream that? Yo, that shit mad ignorant. Go inside. Don't nobody want to see that. Yeah. That's not what I thought catcalling was. That's just being disrespectful. I thought catcall meant to like, yo, sweetie, yo, sugar, come over here, press your tits up against the glass or some shit. Like, yeah, that's what I thought catcalling was just being menacingly fucking disrespectful, but thinking that it's flirting in the same type of way. Man, that's what I thought catcalling was. I didn't know catcalling was meant, hey, go inside. Don't nobody want to see that. Like, what? That's just being an asshole. Yeah, catcalling means, hey, sweetie, yo, it's good. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, oh, god damn. Homeboy. You need to motherfucking work some shit out. Learn how to talk to. Yo, okay. Next story. Tennessee CEO fired after he's accused of harassing teenage boy who wore a dress to prom. Okay. As you can see tonight, I'm tackling some monsters. Yo, first off, you're a Tennessee CEO, you're a grown ass man. Now, I mean, like, unless you're escorting like your daughter to prom, maybe, what the hell are you doing at the prom? And who cares who's wearing what? Because if you're escorting your daughter to prom, then it should be at a, you give her a dance, you give her a dance, or you go sit out. You go sit in the car and consider blowing your brains out while you wait for her to fucking like finish whatever the fuck whatever the fuck prom people do. I never went to the prom. I mean, so I don't know what people at fucking prom do. I mean, like they dance. They have dances with people. I don't know. Like they decide that it's the tonight's the night. Yeah, you decide that tonight's the night, you know what I mean? But who cares, you know what I mean? What another boy is wearing, unless he's escorting your daughter in a dress that looks better than the one that you bought her. That would be fucked up. Yo, and that's when you go behind the high school, you unscrew that fucking flask and you dump it all the way down until there's not a fucking drop left. Okay, let's see what happened. Yo, a Tennessee executive was fired after he was seen on video allegedly harassing a teenage boy who wore a dress to prom Saturday night. Was it your daughter's prom date, sir? I mean, if not, then keep it moving. Keep your thoughts to you. See, it's never a problem until you say something. I mean, and I'm not saying that the boy shouldn't have been wearing a dress. I'm just saying that the fucking that a grown ass man should just learn how to keep your fucking thoughts to yourself. You know what I mean? Like saying a teenager look like an idiot. You know, the student Dalton Stevens, 18, said Monday that he decided to wear a dress to a senior prom in Franklin, about 20 miles south of Nashville, to show that clothing is really genderless and it has no meaning. That's what this fucking these because they not millennials. It's like generation whatever the fuck. It is. That's the type of shit that they do. Instead of just saying, yeah, instead of just like letting it be known that, oh God, you're gonna fucking die, you wanna act out it. Okay. I mean, it's none of my business. You do, fuck it. You wanna wear a dress? Dalton, you wanna wear a dress? Fuck it. Wear a dress. I don't care. I mean, he said he was shocked when an adult began acting homophobic. Oh, come on, man. Shock was what you were going for, Dalton. Let's be honest here. Now, I mean, like, this guy should have been more mature enough. He should have been mature enough to know to keep his mouth shut because he took the fucking bait. Now, I mean, basically, that's what it is. He took the fucking bait. Now, I mean, this is what he wanted. He wanted somebody to say something so he could make something out of it. And here we are. And now I have something to make something out of it because it's a story for me to do on the show. This is what it all was. It's the food chain, baby. It's the fucking food chain. And he. Oh my God. He said he was shocked when an adult began acting homophobic as he and his boyfriend Jacob Geitman began taking photos with friends at a hotel before the Franklin High School prom. My man Steven said a man approached the couple and asked whether Stevens knew what he was wearing. The man who had been identified as Visuel CEO Sam John. Yo, you a CEO, bruh. Like, yo, what things that you do, I mean, like, yo, that shit, fucking, like, you're a public figure. I mean, like, you're a public figure. I mean, believe it or not, you might not think so, but you are. So, yeah, it's alleged that asked why Stevens chose to wear a dress. I think I look good in it, and that I really like to just trolling the fuck out of him because you already know that the fucking man. Is fucking already frustrated and upset and fucking feeling so tired. He's just trolling him. And I want to show that clothing is genderless. This is fucking brilliant. You know, Steven said he responded, and I explained that to him, and he continued to call me names and follow me. Okay, goddamn. You're a goddamn grown ass man, man. Like, yo, you said it. Okay, you said it, whatever. You shouldn't have said it. Keep that shit to your fucking self. But once you got it off your chest, then it's over. Know what I mean? Like, you're gonna follow him around. He's a fucking child. Know what I mean? Stevens alleged that Johnson called him stupid, as well as vulgar names in a homophobic manner, and that Johnson told him that he has hair on your chest. That he had, yo, you got hair on your chest, you shouldn't be wearing a dress. Yo, come on, man. Yo, it's, yo, and I can't stress this enough. Now, I mean, I'm not with the gay bashing if you are who you are. Now, I mean, whatever. But, yo, this shit is reading like a fucking, like, yo, whoever wrote this story wrote the hell out of it. They didn't even need to. Just the shit that he said. The shit writes itself. Goodness gracious. Pardon me. Geitman began recording at some point. Yeah, now you're going to get the recorders, and yeah. Now you're a CEO of a fucking company and you're on camera throwing homophobic slurs at a fucking teenager. Yeah, think about that. Think about that. Like, yo, this brings me back to like, yo, don't ever let something get you so upset. Or some don't ever let something rile you up so much that you come out of character and you end up hurting yourself in the long run. Know what I mean? At the end of it, you hurt your fucking self. That should be the theme of this motherfucking story of this whole podcast tonight, yo. Like, guy lost a finger. God let his anger get the best of him. Lost a fucking finger. This guy lost his fucking job. He is the CEO of a fucking company. Yeah. Let his fucking his whatever homophobia fucking get the best of him. To the point where he fucking got let himself get recorded on camera bashing a fucking child. He's a fucking teenager, he's a fucking child. Who cares? Fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Stevens can be heard telling Johnson that he chose what he wanted to wear and that Johnson can F dash 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 off, whatever, you know what it is. Kiteman can be heard in a video asking Johnson whether he thinks Stevens looks disgusting, and Johnson responds that he does. God damn. They just baited the fuck out of him, yo. Oh man, yo, like, yo, man, like, yo, black people. Yo, people gonna be who they gonna be, man, regardless of whatever your philosophy is on what the world is or what the world should be. Now, I mean, people gonna be who they wanna be, man. Like, I mean, like, yo, let it go. Let it go. You'll live a lot longer, you'll stay in a lot of less trouble. I mean, like, yo, that's it. That's, hey, man. I mean, like, so what the fuck did you expect for him to go and take the dress off, like, or whatever? He made a fucking decision to wear the shit, right? Well, I mean, and for that, I'll take a shot. I mean, because that was a goddamn doozy. Woo! Yo, that was a goddamn doozy, yo. Like, yo, I can't. I doubt my son will wear a dress. I doubt. I hope not. I mean, but if he does, what difference does it make? He's still my son. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not telling him to put it on now. Nope. But if we will cross that bridge if we have to come to it. Shit. Yo, no, man. No way. No way. I would rather fucking, I would rather, come across one of those fucking spiders than to have to deal with that situation. Yo, I would rather come and yo, I'm not a homophobe, I mean, but it's just some things you just don't want to see. I mean, there's some things that you just don't want to expect. Next story. I mean, oh yeah, man, Bowles perfect game with his father's ashes inside the ball. Like, yeah. I don't know how he did that, but I think it's badass. I mean, one Illinois man, no Illinois. Okay. Man has bowled a perfect game more than a dozen times, but the last time he went for the perfect 300, there was more at stake. I mean, earlier this month, John Hinkle Jr. of Peoria, Illinois, honored the memory of his father, John Hinkle Sr., by achieving that perfect score by using a ball that contained his father's ashes. Man, once you bowl a perfect game, doing it again, yeah. Cause I think damn, I think my dude. I went to the bowling alley with him. Yo, I don't bowl. I mean, I don't bowl. If I go to the bowling alley, I'm going to like, yeah, I'm gonna get a fucking pitcher. Know what I mean? And like, yeah, and I'm gonna watch, like, if I'm going with a friend, yeah, I'll watch you bowl. Fuck it. I'll watch you bowl while I sit there and get fucking hammered. Know what I mean? Hey, it sounds weird, but hey, fuck, man. Like, know what I mean? Like, I was shaking. I had tears in my eyes the last couple balls. I just knew what it meant to my dad and my brother to do this. Nice. I mean, nice. Nice. When their father died in 2016, Hinkle said he and his brother thought about quitting bowling. No, you don't quit. Nah, you don't quit. I mean, that's not what dad would have wanted. I mean, my mom and dad were always there for me and my brother when we were bowling in leagues. Hinkle said, you look back and you see one of them there or both. Yeah, that's nice. Wonder what you do with the ball after that, though. I mean, like, do you bury the ball or do you. It's ashes, so what? Do they usually spread ashes out across the ocean? Do you throw the bowling ball in the motherfucking ocean? I'm sorry, but yo, the sentiment is very touching. It's very endearing. I mean, the sentiment, yeah. I mean, so, or do you just keep the ball like it's an urn? Yeah, you would keep the ball, right? Like it's an urn. You put the ball on the mantle. I don't know. Like what the fuck? Like, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's a very touching sentiment and I like the story. And yeah, it's a beautiful story. Of course, I didn't read the whole article because the shit is long, man. You know what I mean? Like, yo, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Man, we have 46 minutes. I got one story left. Yes. This is the half cast. I love you guys. I mean, like, yeah. And I can't wait to do it again tomorrow because there will be another one tomorrow. Yep. I mean, like, yo, we saved the best for last, baby. I mean, because I am the best. I mean, like, yes. I mean, like, and for that, I mean, take the last shot for the last story. I mean, because, yo, motherfuckers be full of shit, man. Like, yo, like. I got a take on this. Yo, I got a take on this. You know what I mean? Like, this goes all the way back to, like, Clinton. Cuomo on sex harassment claims, I didn't do anything wrong. Yes, you did. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you why. And I could be 100% wrong on this. I could be off the bullseye completely. I mean, but I'm going to make the claim that, first off, when you're in politics, people get to know you, right? I mean, like, just like with Clinton, I mean, Monica Lewinsky, I mean, like, this type of shit, I mean, like, yo, this shit is no coincidence. I mean, when they know you got a thirst for the hoes, when they know you can't keep it in your pants, and they want to get you fucking like in trouble or get you in the crosshairs. Know what I mean? Like they send women to you. They send you your vice. Know what I mean? They send whatever vice you have. If it's cocaine, if it's women, if it's weed, if it's whatever it is. Know what I mean? They'll send that vice to you. They'll get it sent to you. And you will get set up and put on video and all types of shit. Know what I mean? Because they know that's your weakness. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, this is in his first face-to-face encounter with journalists in months, Governor Andrew Cuomo Monday flatly denied he had done anything inappropriate with any of the women who have accused him of sexually, yo, any of the women who have accused him. See, when you get in the plural, when you get in the plurals, it's hard to fight plurals, man. Know what I mean? It's hard to fight plurals. Singulars are easy to, Singulars are a little bit easier to fight than fucking plurals. God damn, yo. Oh, it's not a good look. Know what I mean? Speaking to reporters at the New York State Fairgrounds in Syracuse, the Democrat abandoned his past approach of expressing contrition for some past behavior while declining to address whether specific allegations were true. You were in those rooms. You know the truth. So, can you tell the people of the state of New York, yes or no? Did you do the things you were accused of? Put them on the spot. Yo, that has to be the most fun job, is to ask somebody a fucking horrible question and look them dead in the face like you're not expect like with a straight face. Damn, to put it very simply, no, Cuomo said. All the groping, the sexual harassment, you deny all of that, McKinley said. Yeah, that's right. Yo, see, this is how you answer this. I mean, like, yeah, because the what he answered is that's right, yes. Now I mean, he said you deny it. Now I mean, like, and Cuomo said that's right, yes. And me personally, I would have been like, yo, there's nothing to deny because nothing never fucking happened. Now I mean, that's how you shut him down. Now I mean, like, that's how you shut him down. Now I mean, there's nothing to not to deny because nothing never happened. Why would I have to deny anything? I mean, that didn't happen in the first place. And that would have been the end of the motherfucking story. I mean, see, you gotta know how to shut these motherfuckers down. You know what I mean? These media motherfuckers, god damn it. I mean, isn't what I do considered media? Maybe I should keep my mouth shut. Yo, that's right. Several current and former state employees and other women have accused Cuomo of making unwanted sexual remarks and advances, giving them unwanted kisses. Oh, yeah, goddamn, bro. Goddamn, bro. I was trying to rock with you. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you around here fucking groping the maids and the secretaries and kissing on them. Nah, man, that shit is not cool, man. Like, yo. They need their job so they don't say anything until they have to. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you're bugging and touching them inappropriate. Yo, you do not touch, yo. Family Dollar, as a grown man, I was very careful. As a supervisor, you know what I mean? And at the same time, as an employee, I was very careful because I worked with a handful of beautiful young women. Know what I mean? And I was always fucking, I was tiptoeing, man. I was walking the fucking tightrope for this reason. It's like, yo, first off, yo, I'm, you know, no, nope. I mean, like, very beautiful. Not that they wanted my ass anyway. I mean, but yo, I would be very cautious of the language I spoke with them, and no physical contact. Yo, I swear to God, I bumped into one of the fucking cashiers by accident. It was like, yo, I'm so sorry. You okay? Like, yo, I did not mean. Yeah, it's that type of like go when you work in these type of environments. Know what I mean? It's an environment where a lot can be misinterpreted, but there's nothing to misinterpret if you're fucking just flat out grabbing ass. You're grabbing ass and tits and you're fucking kissing all the goddamn. There's nothing left to be misinterpreted. Goddamn, Cuomo, you're a goddamn savage. One female aide said Cuomo groped her breast after summoning her to his official residence. Before Monday, Cuomo had repeatedly denied he touched anyone inappropriately. He said sorry for making some people uncomfortable with comments or gestures he claimed were playful. Now, I mean, you just don't say shit that could be used against you later. I mean, like, You the fucking, like, what is he, the mayor, the governor, whatever the fuck. Yo, you in a position that, like, somebody is all, you're in a position where somebody is always constantly looking to knock you off the top to prove that they were the better choice. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you can't let yourself go out like that. I mean, like Cuomo says he likes to hug and kiss people because his Italian American heritage. It makes sense, but you know, grab people by the butt though. And like, ask if he would consider disciplining himself or resigning if the state attorney general who was investigating the claims report he did harass women, Cuomo dismissed that possibility. Like, look, man. First off, you don't admit that you deny anything. Yo, I don't deny anything because I didn't do anything in the first place. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, but wait, yeah, with that, I'm gonna wrap up the show. I mean, like, yo, it's been a good time. Yo, I was at work waiting all day, like, yo, I'm gonna slaughter this shit tonight. Yeah. Now, so from the time I woke up this morning all the way up until I'm dropping this shit to you right now, I was like, yo, I'm gonna fucking murder this shit tonight. Now, I mean, and I murdered it. I think so. I mean, like, hey, you let me know. Now, I mean, if you fucks with it, man, hit me on Twitter at Rise and Shine. I mean, RYEZNSHYNE. Yeah. Or you can hit me on Facebook at Avery Johnson or on Instagram, Taco Meat 05. Now, man, like, yo, it's been wonderful fucking with y'all tonight. This is therapy, yo. When I tell you this is fucking therapy. Now, man, like, yo, I fucks with you guys. Now, man, like, yeah, till the next one. Till the next one. Till the next one. Yeah, I holla. Peace.